Slightly different one in the world of rugby league.
Well, yeah, vision emerged yesterday of the NRL commentator on TV and newspapers called Paul Kent. And it didn't look good. I mean, basically, he was getting ragdolled outside a hotel at Rozelle in Sydney late at night on Saturday night. And so he's been stood down, waiting for a full investigation, which is fair enough. We don't know what led up to it. And well-known people, journalists and celebrities, can often get provoked when they're out. So let's wait and see what brought it on. But this comes only a couple of months after he was stood down from both those jobs when he was facing domestic violence charges. Now, he was acquitted of those. But he's an interesting man, Paul Kent. I know some years ago he was a person who wrote a column at the time when Matthew Newton was right off the rails, and he was a danger to himself and a danger to other people at the time. But Paul Kent wrote a piece where he said, if you see Matthew Newton in the street, you should go up to him and punch him and teach him a lesson. It was amazing the newspaper printed it, actually. And sure enough, a yobbo did go up to Matthew Newton and punched him, and Matthew was rushed off to hospital for several days. And after that, he decided he was going to leave Australia and never come back, and he never has. And so I only make that point to say this is somebody who has a very strange view of when violence is appropriate and when it's not.
Well said, Pete. Okay, stay with us, Pete. We need to give plenty of room here because we don't want to mess this up. We've only got one crack at it. So here we go.